Today we're discussing, with regard to the laws of Kriyat Shema, finishing the Shema, and immediately before the Shemona Esrei, we have the bracha of Goel Yisrael. And the question that the Mechaber discusses is whether or not a person should, in fact, recite Amen after that bracha, specifically by Shacharis, as the issue is that there's a concept of being somech geul tefillah, that we're supposed to, immediately after acknowledging that Hashem is a goal Yisrael, redeems Israel, immediately after we're supposed to daven Shemona Esrei. So the question is saying the Amen considered to be a hesek? Is that some form of an interruption between geula and tefillah? So the Chaim tells us, the Eino Omer Amen Acher Goal Yisrael. Person should not say Amen after hearing the bracha, Mishum Dehavi Hefsek, because in fact that's considered to be an interruption. Never a person should not answer Amen if they would hear the bracha of Goal Yisrael, because otherwise they should be davening Shemona Esrei immediately afterwards. However, the Ramah tells us, V'yesh Omrim, there are those that say, the Onin Amen. Some say that you could answer Amen. And then he says, V'chinu hagin l'anus achar shliach tzibor. That so is the custom of many, says the Ramah, that a person in fact could recite Amen after they hear the bracha of Goel Yisrael from the chazan. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in greater detail. It says that according to the opinion of the Mechaber, a person should not answer Amen. And he says, interestingly, Bein achar atzmo v'in achar shliach tzibor. You can't answer Amen to the bracha of the chazan, and also you can't answer Amen when you hear Goel Yisrael from yourself. You also are not supposed to answer Amen to your own bracha. We'll discuss why perhaps a person would think you can, because after all, we don't say Amen to our own brachos. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we do, the Mishnah Berurah continues and discusses the interesting bracha of Goel Yisrael. Because you would think perhaps we don't have so many brachos that we say, so why would we have the bracha of Goel Yisrael, and then only a couple of pages later in the Shemona Esrei itself, we also mention this bracha. So he explains that there's a fundamental difference between these two brachos, as you can actually see the language of Goel Yisrael as opposed to Goel Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when we recite Goel Yisrael, which is correctly translated here as who redeemed Israel, that is considered Lashon Avar, something which already happened. And if we read the paragraph immediately preceding that bracha, in the morning as well as in the evening, we find specifically what the geula, what redemption we're referring to over there. Mishum dehu ka'oi al golus Mitzrayim. It's referring to the exile and the subsequent geula, the redemption from Egypt. Abu b'tfila shemona esrei, when we say the bracha, in Shemona Esrei of the redeeming, in that part, the bracha is Goel Yisrael, translated correctly as Goel Yisrael is one who is not redeemed, but one who is a redeemer, which means it's not something which happened, but it's something which we're anticipating. Mishum, because derachmininhu umispal al ha'asid, the concept of davening is not davening for something that happened, but rather asking for things for the future. And therefore, that's the difference between those two brachos, although they sound very similar. One is talking about the past, and one is, in our Shemona Esrei, the future. So the Ramah told us that there are those that actually recite Amen. They say Amen after when they hear the bracha of Goel Yisrael. And he says, Hayesh Omrim, there are those that say, Diafil al birchas atzmo ona, that not only if you hear the bracha of Goel Yisrael from someone else, but even if you yourself say the bracha, which we do not hold of, but nonetheless, some actually felt that you should answer Amen to your own bracha. Why? After all, where do we ever find such a concept that you would say Amen to your own bracha? So he says exactly. Kivan shehusiyam shel seder brachos shel kriyashma. Because even though we typically do not say Amen to our own bracha, However, we could do so in a way to be able to show that there's an element of closure to what we're doing. So the bracha of Goal Yisrael is the end, the conclusion of the brachos of Kriyat Shema, and therefore, similarly as by when it comes to the benching, where the bracha of Neir Yishalayim, we do have the custom to say Amen to our own bracha, is because that too is a conclusion of the benching min haTorah, based on the Torah obligation to bench. However, that's what's considered, according to some opinions, v'lo chashvi lehesek bein gula l'tfil, since that's not really considered to be an interruption between these brachos. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says that if you do have this custom, that you do answer amen to the shliach tzibur, that's only davke imlo hiskil adayin haposik shel Hashem sefosei tiftach. It can't be if you already recited the sentence of Hashem sefosei tiftach. Why? Because the mishum be'el chavik ketfila. The Gemara considers that pasuk of Hashem sefosei tiftach as considered a ketfila arichtadam. It's considered to be an elongated or part or extension of the one Shemoneh Esrei. And then, of course, at that point, you cannot answer amen. So the whole question, if you could say amen, is only if you're not up to that point yet. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, so what should we do? What do you do? After all, if you're in a situation where many people, you hear people saying amen, some people don't. So what would be a good piece of advice? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Eitz Acheres Yesh. What is this piece of advice for us? And he gives us two things that we could do. To fulfill everyone's opinion. How is it possible that we can cover all bases? He says, Chichavin l'sayim im hashliach tzibor b'shavim. V'oz einu mechuyiv anos amen. Because we do not answer amen to our own bracha, what you could do is you could say the bracha of Goal Yisrael at precisely the same moment as the shliach tzibor. And therefore, once you're saying it together with the shliach tzibor, at the same moment you conclude it, therefore you do not answer amen, because it would have the appearance as though you're saying amen to your own bracha. And therefore, that would be one way that a person could remove themselves from this dispute. Or he gives one other possible approach. Shiyaskil shmon esrei ma'at kodem shliach tzibor. That you could at least begin your Shemoneh Esrei a second before the Chazan does. Dehainu haposach Hashem sefosai. You can at least begin the words Hashem sefosai tivtach. Debezeh hamat vade leka kepeda de'enikr klal hakmaso. Even though you're starting before the Chazan, but because you're only starting a split second before him, the Mishnah Berurah contends that that's not considered to be an issue. You're certainly allowed to do that. And because you're already now in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, certainly you cannot answer amen to this bracha. But the idea, which we'll conclude with, is this interesting concept, whatever you hold of, whatever your opinions, whatever your custom is, there is an issue, there's a law of being somech gula l'tfila. And the idea is we're supposed to think about right before we get to the Shemoneh Esrei in the morning, as well as in the evening, we're supposed to say the bracha of Goal Yisrael and understand the paragraph that we recited before that, and that which means we were in Mitzrayim, and that Hashem actually did an incredible nes, and that miracle was that He took us out of that captivity of being in Egypt. And therefore, once we realize that Hashem has that capability of being able to do those tremendous miracles, then immediately afterwards, we can daven Shemoneh Esrei and emirat Hashem other things, perhaps miraculous, perhaps not miraculous. Hopefully, our tefillos will be answered.